the Boss Man Show. Got to be joined by Landon Bussey, the coach of the Alcorn State Braves out of the SWAC Conference, one of the best conferences in America. Coach Bussey, good to talk to you again, brother. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on your show.
Yes, indeed. We talked last year when you got hired, man, and I want to ask you, man, how was year one being a head coach, man? Was it all you thought it would be, and then some?
It was a little different. A little different my first year, just dealing with COVID in the middle, you know, middle of our season. So it was a little challenging for us. But, you know, I think we took it with a grain of salt, enjoyed it, made the best out of it. That we just, you know, was trying to start fresh and trying to put this team back on a championship platform.
No doubt. And I'm asking you about those pauses, man. It had to make your kids mentally tougher per se, because you had to go get tested, make hope to God you're not positive. Just try to always be on the edge. So how'd you kind of help get their mental health all while making them a little bit more mentally tougher, knowing that, hey, this is something we had to deal with to play ball, because we love this game and give us a release from all the school and the COVID issues of the world?
Well, I think that what it did was is make your older classmen, your upperclassmen, hold guys accountable, just as far as wearing your mask, social distancing, just doing everything, washing your hands. So, you know, we want to have a season. So last year, it made them guys tougher because it held each other accountable for one. And then when we did lose a game or whatever the case may be due to COVID, they was down. They was frustrated, sad, any emotion that you could think about. But more so than anything, it lets them guys know that don't take this game for granted. At any given moment, it can be taken away from you. So when you're on that court, this practice, workouts, or game, give it everything you got. And I just try to instill in my guys, just, you know, overcoming adversity, overcoming challenges. And more so than anything, it's not just an Alcorn, not just a SWAC, it's not just an NCAA thing. This is a nationwide pandemic. So everybody's going through something. And, you know, what we're going through missing games, a lot of people in this world right now are going through worse things as far as losing family members and things like that, losing their job. So when you do have the opportunity to step on the court, give it everything you got.
And before, we talked before the whole George Floyd thing happened and all the murders happened. So how'd you, if I share with you coaching a lot of young Black men. So how was that addressed with your team? How'd you help them understand, hey, when they go out in Mississippi, we know the history of Mississippi, where it can be, you have to carry yourself a certain way so you don't get, become a hashtag or whatever. So how'd you all kind of address that with your team? We kind of missed that when we talked back in May before all this stuff happened last year.
Well, the biggest thing I try to tell them guys, man, stay out of the cars, for one. You know, a lot of times incident happened, somebody getting pulled over by the police. You at a corner, you go to the gas station or whatever the case may be, you walking in there, you already got to wear a mask. Now you want to wear a mask and you want to have your hood on, you know, take your hood off. Try to stay out the cars. You know, if you need anything, when you go to Walmart, try to get everything you need. So you're not keep making extra stops and going here, going there, you're driving up and down the road. So that was the biggest thing. And then if you have to get pulled over, you know, try to make sure that, you know, you're not trying to prove a point. You know, just, you know, try to be respectful towards the police, always be apologetic, you know, take responsibility, take the blame, and hopefully that officer understands that they're in charge, and, you know, just give them the respect, and hopefully it become a mutual respect. You know, my biggest thing is I tell my guys, if you get pulled over, you got one thing, you got to make it home at night. You know, don't try to prove a point or whatever the case may be. You know, focus on doing whatever you need to do to get out of that situation and making it home, and you're not going to jail, and you're not a hashtag.
Most definitely. And for you this spring and summer, Coach, how was it having your guys around? Because during the COVID years, kind of restrictions as well, couldn't really do what you want to do. So how was it getting a full summer to get better and doing drills and also getting stronger in the weight room as well?
Well, yeah, this summer really helped us out because me coming in last year, we didn't really have a chance to do summer. We didn't have a chance to do any type of fall training. We pretty much just, you know, jump right into the season. So now my guys who return, they understand the tempo, the pace, and the intensity that I want to go in. And so the new guys coming in over the summer, you know, they were following behind my returning player. So now we're just in the process of trying to change the culture, change the tempo and the morale of the team. But I think this summer and this fall is going to be really big for us as far as changing the culture of this program and get everybody headed in the right direction.
and talk about how important having a good strength program is, because you know that that nutrition piece, the diet piece, the sleep piece, recovery piece is so important, so guys can get to be ready to play harder. I know how you want to play attack and play hard and defend like crazy. You got to be in shape for that. So how important having a good strength program in sync with you and your vision for your program, make sure the guys are in tip-top condition so they don't get hurt. And if they do get hurt, they can recover fast and be ready to go back to go whenever they can.
It's huge. You know, we have our guys who came back this summer, you know, they lifted 4 times a week. Because the biggest thing is, you know, your hips. You got to get your hips strong. You got to get your flexibility, your mobility. You know, if it's your shoulders, quads, calf, whatever the case may be, you got to be strong. Because our practices are tough. My expectation of you to play hard every single chance you get on the court. The intensity, how we want to play defensively throughout the duration of the season. Right now, you know, right now we're in August. Your body got to maintain all the way to April. You know, I plan on playing in April. April, that's when, you know, NCAA tournament is. Or if it's March or whatever the case may be, your body got to withstand it. How do your body withstand that is putting the right stuff in your body, staying hydrated, drinking a lot of water, eating a lot of fruits and vegetables and things like that. And then, you know, attacking that weight room. And then one of the most important things is getting sleep at night, resting your body, staying up all night, chasing girls around. It's not going to work. Staying up all night. When your back is just like this, playing 2K, playing Madden, or whatever the case may be. No, you need to lay down, kick your feet up, do your schoolwork, read a book, or whatever the case may be, watch some TV, watch basketball until you fall asleep. So that's the biggest thing, is getting a proper rest for you to rest your body. But some of them guys now, they think that, oh, I'm laying down, I'm kicking it, because you're up in the room playing 2K to 2 in the morning. Well, your body is not in the proper position it needs to be resting. So that's one thing we're talking about as far as just the recovery time.
No doubt. And coach, recruiting wise for you, I feel like the transfer portal is going to be good for you, because there are guys, they all can't go play Power Five. They all can't play the group of five team. So coming down and play for you in a fun style that you all play defensively and offensively, I think the portal will be good for you. Tell us how that portal has been for you, kind of maybe to find guys to fit your culture that you want to have, to plug a piece of here or there if you have a hole in your roster that you want to fill.
Well, we did a good job this year as far as recruiting. We got a lot of guys out the transfer portal. Got a lot of guys. I wanted to do a better job of finding guys who fits my style, fits my system, and fits the culture I'm trying to establish here. And I think with that transfer portal, it gives that, you know, the student athlete the opportunity just not to be trapped in a situation. It gives them an opportunity to, you know, if they feel as though this situation is good, they don't have to transfer and sit out a year. So with this transfer, I think we did a good job at it. I mean, we had 1, 2, 3, 4. We had five or six guys we got out of the transfer portal. And all these guys, that we expect for them to be impact type of players immediately.
No doubt. And what's good about you guys down there on the reservation is that, look, man, all you guys have a reservation out there to do. You focus on your game and school. That's all you focus right on. See, I went to school in Nashville. I had a lot to do outside of just going to school at Tennessee State. So down the reservation, that's all you got. So I think coming down there is good. They can focus on school and basketball and become a better man and a better person and a better player as well.
Absolutely. You know, this school is not for everybody. This school for guys who want to be serious about their business. If you're coming down here, like I said, if you going to school in Nashville, or if it's in Houston, or if it's in the city of Jackson, or it's Montgomery, whatever the case may be, in Florida, and you want to enjoy, you know, lifestyle, or you know, of the city lifestyle, and get out and doing things, this place not for you. This place is strictly for guys who want to take care of their academics and want to be in the gym 24/7. That's the only thing, you know, because our closest Walmart, whatever case may be, 45 minutes away. So you guys got to understand that, you know, we're trying to recruit guys who want to enhance their career, if it's in the classroom or on the court. You know, you got more time on your hands to do both at a very high level.
No doubt. And I think what's good about it is that being in where you are on a reservation, coach, that you can build a bigger, better bond with those guys because they're going to be around you more. And like, it's going to enhance, because I feel like that's what people remember about coaching. It's a lifetime relationship, coaching is. You know, I'm still friends with my coaches from years of yesteryear. Like, when you have a coach who cares about you and loves you for who you are, he'll be at your wedding calling for advice. So when you have a coach and you go play for that guy, it's a lifetime commitment, because he's going to be there for you whenever he, wherever he, wherever you need him.
Absolutely. And that's the biggest thing here. I try to do a good job of building a relationship with my guys. Let these guys know that you're here for them. Let these guys know that you care about for them. And then, like I said, 10, 15 years down the road, you probably still talk to some of them same guys, because they knew that you wanted the best for them in college. And when they do have weddings, when they do have kids or whatever the case may be, you're there for them. You're going to the baby showers, you're going to the weddings, you're going to, different types of things. So it's very important to, for our guys to know, especially, a guy like me who coaches pretty hard and get on my players pretty hard, to get them to respond, they know that deep down I care about them.
No doubt. And look at your roster, man. You got three guys in the roster from Atlanta, man. Tell us about Atlanta connection on your roster and how important that'll be for you going forward to come in here and get good players to come play for you if it fits your culture.
The biggest thing is, like I said, I recruit the guys, best guys who's available. My job is to put this program back in the championship platform. So we just try to do a good job of recruiting all over. I think Atlanta has a lot of talent. They breed a lot of good basketball players. So we like to tap into that area a lot. But, we're just in the process now. We're just trying to get everything put together, recruit players in different cities, different states, things like that. And hopefully we get everything headed in the right direction and get these guys to play well together.
Now, that's the way I got coach this, brother. When you come to Atlanta, man, what's your favorite spot to eat here when you come down here to recruit or do some work, man?
My favorite spot to eat is, I like to go to a Pinky spot, Slutty Vegan. Not sure if you heard about that.
Yeah.
But, like I said, I knew her since, for a while, since she was back in college. Her best friend is one of my close friends. So every time I come to Atlanta, I go to her spot, to support her, whatever the case may be. But I think that, if you haven't checked it out, next time you go to Atlanta, man, y'all go to Slutty Vegan. It's a really good spot to where though they have vegan burgers.
Yes, I'm no vegan, but I like the vegan burgers that she does have, man. Slutty Vegan. They look like real burgers. Like, they look like actual meat when you eat them. So, right. Yeah, I mean, I would vouch for that. I'm a guy who loves some meat, but I vouch for Slutty Vegan burgers for sure, man. But Coach Bussy, thank you for your time today, brother. I hope to talk to you again real soon. Hope to see you either at A&M or over at Alabama State when y'all play those guys this year, man. I hope maybe I see you in Birmingham as well at the tournament as well, brother.
Absolutely. Good talking to you.
All right. You be safe, brother.
All right.
All right now.